Golden Globes 2025, Transgender Mania set to dominate with Emilia Perez, Conclave. By David Ng on January 4, 2025. Transgenderism will play a major role at this year's Golden Globes Awards on Sunday. With Best Picture frontrunners Emilia Perez and Conclave both featuring gender nonconformity as major plot points. The 82nd annual Golden Globes, which will air live Sunday on CBS, faces an uphill battle with ratings, which have tanked in recent years as tens of millions of Americans have elected to tune out in order to avoid the woke sermonizing by wealthy celebrities. Last year's broadcast managed to draw just 9.4 million viewers, way down from pre-COVID years when the show would attract double that. As recently as 2020, about 18.4 million tuned in to watch the awards show. This year's broadcast might get a boost from host Nikki Glaser, the comedian famous for her roast-style stand-up routines. Netflix's Emilia Perez, which has the most nominations at 10, is expected to dominate the evening. The film's breakout star Carla Sofia Gascon, a man who identifies as a woman, is widely expected to win the Best Actress award for a musical or comedy. The French-produced, predominantly Spanish-language musical tells the story of a Mexican cartel boss, Gascon, who seeks to exit the drug trade by undergoing sex reassignment surgery to become a woman. Along for the ride are nominees Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez. As Breitbart News reported, Gascon was the first transgender performer ever to receive the Best Actress award at the Cannes Film Festival, where Emilia Perez premiered earlier this year. Gascon shared the award with co-stars Saldana, Gomez, and Adriana Paz. A Golden Globes win for Gascon wouldn't be the first time the show has honored a transgender performer. 2 years ago, transgender star MJ Rodriguez, also a man who identifies as a woman, won for lead actress in a drama series for FX's Pose. Conclave is the Best Picture frontrunner in the drama category. The Focus Features release dramatizes a power struggle in the Vatican over the election of a new pope. In a plot twist, the new pope turns out to be intersex, a male who possesses female reproductive organs. CBS sought to reboot the Globes last year, taking over from NBC and seeking to rebrand the annual party as a new and improved version of the quasi-shady and ethically suspect awards season ritual that just 2 years ago became the black sheep of Hollywood. The organization behind the Globes, formerly the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, was long an open joke in Hollywood, with members routinely accepting bribes from studios in the form of all-expense-paid trips and other junkets. The corporate news media played along with the charade for decades, no doubt motivated by the revenue they received in the form of for-your-consideration advertising. But when ratings started heading south, the media turned on the Globes by exposing its ethical lapses and lack of diversity, both of which were well known for years. Globes organizers have since stated that they have cleaned up their act and instated ethical standards. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.